This is professional sports bettor and handicapper Tommy Mack coming to you live from Las Vegas from my office here overlooking the Las Vegas Strip. It is 12:29 Eastern Standard Time on a Tuesday. That's, 12:29 Eastern Standard Time on a Tuesday afternoon. And not quite completing my 10-0 run, although it's been very, very good. But I misfired on one play last night, but I still only gave up 4 cents on the dollar in juice. So like I said, like I preach to my players, when we lose a little. When we win a lot. And I stay with that, and that's the reason why I only play two plays a day. By the way, there's a brand new video up now you want to check out that I put up yesterday. On top of Mount Charleston, I'm about 10,000 feet up in the air. It's just a fun little video. It's on TommyMack.com. So, last night, I got it done, or late yesterday afternoon, I got it done with Texas as Lewis comes through, plus 106 money. They get it done over the D-Rays, 4-3. However, my Monday night football under the total of 40.5, and I got the late line. It was actually even a point higher than that earlier, but I got it at 40.5. It misfires late. Final score was 24-17 Tampa. But like I said, I still only gave up 4 cents in juice for the night on the dollar. Now, today is an excellent card in Major League Baseball. I mean, it just, I'm like a wolf in the hen house right now. I'm just licking my chops. There's two plays on the board right now that, as I say, I have the professional ability to suss out where the weakness is in the lines. And I'm telling you, there's two plays today that will absolutely get the money. I 120% expect to win both of these games. The only way I don't lose both, the only way I lose even one of these games is the X factor comes in and, you know, throws a monkey wrench in the gears. But I don't expect that to happen. Let's go over them quickly. The Rangers at Tampa Bay, Harrison, the left-hander, versus Hellickson, the right-hander for Tampa Bay. The overnight line total was 8.5 under, where it stays at 15. D-Rays are opened at minus 115, bet down to minus 113 right now. At Tropicana Field, there should be no weather problems there whatsoever. My Yankees, which I haven't bet on yet. I have not either bet with them or against them yet. And you can see why last night. Burnett, A.J. Burnett, the right-hander against Porcello, the right-hander. Two good right-handed matchup against the Tigers. 9.5 over was the overnight line, as where it stays right now, 9.5 over at 10 cents. Porcello, the Tigers, since they won Game 3, naturally are favored. They opened as a favor, minus 115. It has swung to even money, basically, with the Yankees, or actually minus 110 money. The Phillies at 505, Hamels against Garcia, both left-handers. Phillies opened minus 133, bet up to 135. Cardinals, the total was 7 over, where it's at 7 over 15 right now. Sunny, wind out to right, 49 miles per hour, game temperature 80 degrees. Doesn't look like there's any weather problems there, as well as with Detroit. Wind, the Detroit Yankees game, wind to the right, 49, game temperature 62. It's just going to be colder there. Lastly, the Brewers and the D-backs, Markham against Colminter. Both right-handers. Brewers opened $1.10, bet up to $1.15. D-backs 9 under 15 where they're at right now. It does look like there's a chance of thunderstorm, 30% chance of rain there. Wind left to right, 10 to 20 miles per hour, so it is gusty there. But I got two plays that will absolutely crush your book. Go get them.